This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine, where you can always find great suggestions for your next audiobook. I'm Robin Witten, editor of Audiophile, and this week we are focused on our selections of 2021's best audiobooks. In this episode today, we'll talk about audiobook memoirs that we've chosen as best of the year. These titles really give listeners an intimate look into the lives of some truly fascinating people. And we have a special guest, narrator Karen Chilton. We'll talk with Karen shortly, but first, here are our choices for best audiobooks in memoir. Just As I Am by Cicely Tyson and Michelle Burford, read by Viola Davis, Cicely Tyson, and Robin Miles. My Broken Language by Chiara Alegria Hudes, read by the author. Somebody's Daughter by Ashley C. Ford and read by the author. The Boys by Ron Howard and Clint Howard, read by the authors and by Bryce Dallas Howard. And Eartha and Kit, A Daughter's Love Story in Black and White by Kit Shapiro and Patricia Weiss-Levy, read by our guest, Karen Chilton. Welcome, Karen. So glad you could join us.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
Well, what can you tell us about this audiobook, Eartha and Kit?
Well, when it was first presented to me, I got so excited because I'm a longtime fan of Eartha Kitt, the great Eartha Kitt. And the book is this intimate memoir written by Kit Shapiro, her daughter. And it takes you on this journey where we get a glimpse of this incredible bond, this mother-daughter bond that they had as they navigate Eartha Kitt's career, her personal life, her professional life, and it's full of all of these wonderful life lessons that her mother taught her, but very intimate, really special. And I think it was the first time that I was able to get a glimpse of Eartha in such an intimate way, because we know her as this, you know, huge star, this legend. And I had seen her perform several times in person. And I actually even had a chance to meet her once, which was, you know, just incredible. And that I'll tell that story later. But this book is so special because I think the vantage point of it being written by the person who was closest to her in the world gives us such a different perspective and a view of who she was as a woman, who she was as an entertainer, and just how unique her journey was in the entertainment industry.
Yes, really, that does sound like it makes it very unique. And also, I think one of the things for listeners is your narration, because oftentimes memoirs are done by the authors. And there's something very special about a professional voice where the narrator can truly get into the character of the author in a way that authors sometimes just can't do themselves. And it makes it interesting from your point of view, I would think. So how do you prepare for something like this memoir?
Well, what I typically do, I mean, for every book, and I think memoir is special because it's just a lot more intimate than nonfiction and even most fiction. My preparation, I tend to look at the text. Like, I spend a lot of time really looking at the style of the writer, the style of the text, the literary style, the rhythms and the pace. And I feel like it's sort of organic. I don't spend a lot of time on it, but I remove myself because I'm also a writer. So I don't try to infuse anything, any of my literary ideas on the work, but I'm led by the text and I pay attention to the rhythms and the style. And then I let the narration sort of bend into that so that the text is the star and I'm just the facilitator. I'm just sort of the channel that's sort of breathing life into what's on the page.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yes, that's interesting. Of course, you have quite a background in jazz. So is this a way of describing taking an approach to the memoir as you would to jazz?
Yeah, well, I'm the author of the biography on jazz and classical pianist Hazel Scott. And I'm also co-author the biography of jazz vocalist Gloria Lynn. I think for Eartha, narrating this book for me was just an honor because I admired her so much and I knew so much about her life. I knew so much about her work. And as I mentioned, I was able to meet her once in a very intimate setting when she was in New York doing a stage production of Cinderella, where she played the fairy godmother. I had a friend who was the choreographer and I said, whatever you do, I have got to meet Eartha Kitt. If I don't do anything else in this life, I have to meet Eartha Kitt. Like I can't be in the same building and not meet this woman. And he said, well, you know, we're in between shows. And I think I went to a matinee and he said, I don't really want to disturb her, but let me just check and see if she'll meet you. So we go, you know, backstage, he knocks on her dressing room door and he peeps in and I'm just standing outside like, please, please, please. I just want to shake her hand. You know, if I could, I'll take a wave and just say hello. And it ended up that she said yes. And he told her she's the author of the Hazel Scott biography. And it turned out Eartha knew Hazel Scott. And so there was this immediate sort of connection between the two of us. And she says, oh, no, come on in. And she was in her robe and she had just taken her wig off. I mean, it was in between shows, but she had no, you know, there was no, she was just very down home and just, which I think her daughter portrays so beautifully in this book, that you get to see this bigger than life person. It's just this very down to earth Southern Black woman. And that's who I met in that dressing room. And she says, oh, well, come on in. And then she first said, she said, well, how did you like the show? And I said, oh, I love the show. And I'm going on about, you know, Cinderella, the production. And then she stops and she says, well, how did you like the fairy godmother? And I said, well, I couldn't take my eyes off of her. And she said, well, come and sit down. And so then we sat and we had a conversation. So fast forward to this book, I was just so pleased to have been chosen to do the work. And the only pressure I felt is I want to get this right, you know, because this is not some biographer writing this. This is her daughter writing this. So I wanted to get it right. I wanted to try to give it whatever tenderness, whatever thoughtfulness, passion, excitement, enthusiasm, all of those things that are all throughout the pages of this book. And the only thing that I did make a very deliberate decision not to do was I was not going to try to emulate Eartha Kitt's voice, because Eartha Kitt had such a distinctive style of speaking, manner of speaking. And I said, nobody can do that but her. And I don't want to make a caricature out of this, because then it becomes a distraction. So I differentiate between her voice and Kit's voice, of course, but ever so slightly, like, you know, it's Eartha, but I don't try to do the purr and the, you know, all of that beauty that she had coming through her vocal cords. I just thought, no, I'm not going to do that because that would be a farce and I'm not going to, you know, ruin the listener's experience of Karen Chilton trying to be Eartha Kitt.
Well, I think you did it pretty much perfectly, and certainly the listeners have been very excited about it, and we're delighted to celebrate it as one of the best memoirs of 2021. So thank you so much for joining us today, Karen. It's exciting to have Eartha and Kit included in our best memoirs of 2021.
That's wonderful.
We've been talking about Eartha and Kit, A Daughter's Love Story in Black and White by Kit Shapiro and Patricia Weiss Levy with Karen Chilton. So thank you very much. This has been a special Best of the Year episode of Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Support for our podcast comes from Oasis Family Media, publishers of Oasis Audio, Paperback Classics, and Hollywoodland Audiobooks. If you've enjoyed today's podcast, please stay tuned all week as we're talking about more of the 2021 best audiobooks with some brilliant narrators. And you can always check our social media as we're posting conversations and videos through the month. The full list of Audiophile's best audiobooks can be found at audiophilemagazine.com. This is Robin Witten. Thanks for listening.